Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are going to talk about the Bachelor finale to get you started. We're going to talk about Survivor, and we're going to talk about the challenge. So getting started today with the Bachelor finale, honestly, it wasn't as dramatic as I thought it was going to be. I feel like they
No.
left stuff out for sure. Like his. I don't know. I thought in the end when, it's like he didn't know until like an hour, a half an hour, or whatever it was before. Like we didn't see any of that like pull of like I don't know. The like in his brain. Like we didn't see any of that. But I don't know, it was fine. It was a fine enough finale. They both got to meet his parents. What did you think about meeting the parents?
I thought it was fine.
I think.
Nothing super special. I don't know. I have a lot of questions.
Okay, what are some of your questions?
Well,
Like,
no, it's more like towards the end. So
yeah.
so.
I think his sister definitely liked Latia more than she liked Juliana. I think his sister, like, even when she was in the audience, she just looked like not happy with the outcome. Maybe she just has, some RBF, but I don't know.
She didn't really when she. I don't know.
So he ends up telling both of them that he loves them. So they bring out, like, Charity, Clayton, and Gary for the hot seat to talk about falling in love with more than one person. I know a lot of people are like, why wasn't Ben Higgins there? He said on his podcast that he was asked, but he turned it down. He just didn't think it was like he's married now, he has a kid. Like he just didn't think it was necessary to have them like
Yeah.
play those scenes and everything. He's like, now if they like asked me to come back and talk about something else about my time on The Bachelor, then like, yeah, I'm always like happy to come back. But when the only thing they want me to talk about is like the worst thing that I did, he's like, I really just have no interest in that. Which I don't blame him.
No, that's just past now.
I mean, but the thing is that he was like the first person to say he loves two people. So kind of would have been nice if he was there, but I understand why you turned it down. What do you think about the three that they chose?
I mean, I didn't understand. Why did they choose them? Because all three had said, I love you to more than one person.
Yeah.
I don't even remember Charity doing that, to be honest.
I think that's why they brought her out, is because she was so loved and Joey ended up being like such a loved bachelor. And even though, she told Joey that she loved him, but and she's still like happy with she's the only one that's still happy with her pick. Obviously, Gary and Teresa and Clayton and Susie didn't work out. Although Clayton and Susie were both in the audience sitting pretty close to each other, which was interesting.
God, I just didn't recognize anyone in the audience, I guess. I don't know. Like, I'm just skipping ahead. Okay, go on.
I
I mean,
mean,
I don't know. I don't know Bachelor like you do, so I didn't even watch Clayton's season, so I don't, yeah, I don't really have a say in.
didn't we podcast about Clayton's season?
We did. I didn't. No, I don't think so because I didn't know who Gabby and Rachel were when we podcasted about their season.
Okay.
If we did, you podcasted.
Okay.
Or
Michelle,
maybe
did you watch
Michelle watched
Clayton's
it.
season?
The first one I remember is Gabby
Okay, so maybe Gabby
and
and
Rachel. No, I didn't watch it because I kept asking you
I
guys,
think
why was
she's
she crying
having
in the stairwell? I kept asking because I
technical
didn't understand that.
difficulties.
Okay. Okay, so Gabby and Rachel is the first one that we did then.
Yeah,
Okay.
I think so.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad that Clayton was there just because everything that he's going to through in like current day and like going through all that court stuff and just like a couple days ago, his accuser, which he won the original court case.
Oh, is this the one who someone said he was the dad of his her baby?
Yes, but like she was never actually pregnant.
Oh God.
And she was
Okay,
like
yeah.
proven to be like this like liar, and it came out in court, and she did it to like three other guys besides Clayton, and like faked cancer and like all this stuff. And then so she appealed it because she lost. And it just came out like last week, a few days ago, that the judge denied her appeal. So I don't know, just because of like current day Clayton, it just made me happy to see him there. I feel like in hindsight of everything that has gone on in like the last year or two for him, yeah, good for him. I don't know, to be welcomed back like that. Okay, so I guess moving on from that, we had the dates. I don't know. The dates were fine. Is this the second horseback riding date that Latia has got though? That's kind of weird that they'd have the same date twice. Because I feel like they did that on her hometown, right? In Utah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, maybe they really liked it.
Yeah, I guess. So we find out at this point that Latia has never ever said I love you to anyone in past relationships, and Grant is the first person that she ever said it to.
That's crazy. How old is she? Oh
She's like 31.
my God, she's never been in love before or loved anyone.
Yeah, or said it anyway. Yeah. Crazy. So then after the dates, Grant meets with his dad. They have a nice conversation, and his dad's like so excited to be like part of his life again and all that. Speaking of that, just a little like side note. Haven't listened yet. I actually will probably listen later today while I'm doing cleaning around my house and stuff. But Zach Clark, which was Tayshia's winner. Do you remember him at all? He was an addict and now has a recovery program that he runs and owner and whatever. And he, I guess, after he, so Grant's dad was in rehab during filming. I'm not sure if it was Bachelorette or if it was Bachelor, but he was in rehab, and when he got out, Zach immediately reached out to him and was like, I have a place for you. I'm going to help you. And now Grant's dad actually works for Zach at this recovery place. And he
Oh, that's
was
so cool.
Yeah, and he was like on Grant's, or not Grant, he was on Zach's podcast, talking about addiction. So I definitely want to listen to that for sure. But yeah, I think that would be a good podcast for a lot of people to listen to. So just throwing it out there. Yeah. So after he meets with his dad and he's talking about like struggling with his decision, his dad gives him like the best advice ever by just like, just go with your heart, which is hilarious because like, I don't know, it's the most cliche advice ever,
I
really.
know.
And then he meets with Neil Lane, and when he meets with Neil Lane is like really the only time I feel like we really saw the struggle. Because I feel like at that point he was still like trying to decide who he was going to be with. But that's like really the only time this whole episode that I really saw him like struggling with his decision.
Yeah, I don't think he was struggling.
What do you think? The next thing we're going to talk about is the breakup. So go ahead and whatever thoughts you have.
I don't know. I think he just said to Latia whatever he felt like
She wanted
he
to.
was wanting to say in the moment, or what he thought she wanted to hear. I don't know. I think he did her, really did her wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Well, especially if some of the stuff, like she said on After the Final Rose, I'm not sure if she said it in the episode, but she said like on our second, like on in week two when we had like our date and we FaceTimed my mom, like you told my mom like we could wrap the show, like I know it's Latia.
You
And
tell her the night before, like, we're gonna get engaged tomorrow. I mean, that seems very purposeful. I don't know.
I think at that point, the day before, I do think he was still confused because I think, okay, here's what I think. I think that he loved Latia more, but he also loved Juliana, but his decision wasn't based on who he loved more. It was what kind of life he wants to live. And I think with Latia, it was like, we're engaged, we're gonna get married, we're gonna have kids, like super serious. Like, and then with Juliana, it's more fun. And like, more like, yeah, we're gonna get engaged, but more like, we're dating, we can travel, we have no timeline, we might get married in, you know, years and years if we do get married. He talked about at one point, I can't remember if it was this episode, it might have been the last episode, but like how he spent all of his 20s playing basketball. I feel like he thinks that he missed out on part of life. And I think that's the reason why he chose Juliana, is because it was like the safer option as far as not being as serious and committed. That's what I think.
So you don't think they're gonna last?
I'm not saying that. I don't know if they'll, I mean, it's a bachelor couple, like likely they won't last. But no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's more fun and not as like timeline, not as like I said, I think he loved both of them. But I think that with Juliana, like, it's like the traveling and the not, like, I don't think he's ready to have kids in 2 years. Not like, I don't think he like wants the kind of commitment right now that Latia would require. Whereas Juliana,
Yeah, it's just more relaxed and carefree.
yeah. I think
Well,
that's
still, he shouldn't have said all that shit.
no. Well, I mean, he told them both that he loved them. But yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. So the breakup was pretty wild. Latia kisses Grant twice. And if I went back and I kind of rewatched that portion of it because Juliana had said like if he kisses me then I'll know that like it's me or whatever, and when he kissed Juliana he did go in for the kiss, and with Latia she did go in with the for the kiss, but Latia kisses him twice and tells him that she started falling for him week two, and then Grant obviously tells her that he loves her, but he's not her person. Now, one of my problems with this breakup is that during the breakup, which we've seen this before, but it's just so wrong. Like, it's just like, I love you, I love you, I love you. Like, stop telling her That you love her, you're breaking up with her.
You know.
I just hate that. And then we have her in her hot seat, and she just talks about being like shocked and blindsided. Tells us about the stuff that he said before the rose ceremony, like the day before or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I think that they really edited this in a way that makes Grant look as good as possible. I think they could have made him look a lot worse if they would have shown us the footage of some of the things that he was saying to her.
I wonder if they try to silence her at all.
I don't think so. Her, no. I don't think so. 'Cause she didn't. It's like she said everything.
No, I'm saying, but I wonder if they had wanted to or tried to, and she's like, "No, I'm gonna say exactly."
Well, I think after the breakup, when she like said all the stuff that she said, I mean, there's really no going back from that. She just doubled down on it during that hot seat.
Yeah, I was proud of her. She
Yeah.
didn't cry. Man, she was so strong.
She was pissed. And then when Grant comes out to talk to Latia in the hot seat, she just doubles down on everything that she said, says that, you know, he is not the person that she originally thought he was. And then at the end says that she's excited that this is the last time she ever has to talk to him about it.
I
I have a lot of Latia. I mean, like the whole break. I mean, I didn't write like the whole breakup down. I know I said that we should reenact it, but I have a lot of quotes from the breakup.
Yeah, you can say all your quotes because I didn't write any down, but.
I'll get to that after. Okay, so obviously he proposes to Juliana, and they are good. They seem happy and in love, and they say that they, you know, FaceTime. She said 36 hours a day, which obviously is impossible, but meaning that they FaceTime a lot.
He's so chill.
Yeah. And then she says that like the social media stuff was she was just like playing into people questioning about it, and I really liked that. I thought that was funny. We learned that Grant is they're moving to Boston to be with her, and they were given a trip to Italy. We also find out Zoe's going to be in paradise, and then they have Leslie and Gary, not Bachelor Gary, but Gary that was on The Bachelorette Gary. They come out and we find out that there is going to be Golden Bachelor people also in Paradise alongside the regular Bachelor people. Now we don't really know how that works, if they're gonna mingle, if they're gonna be separated, if they're able to date each other. Like we're not really sure exactly how that's gonna work, but what are your thoughts on Golden's being in paradise?
I don't know. I guess they're just trying to kill two birds with one stone. I mean, it's fine, but I don't think they should be able to date each other.
I think it depends.
I don't know. I think people are going to get the ick if, like, there's a 60-year-old and a 24-year-old that, like, have a connection. I don't think that's going to go well for them.
Okay, that I agree with. But what about like people from like season one, season two? Like, what if those people are single, divorced, like whatever, you know? Like, we just.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. But typically, it's people from the most recent seasons.
Sure, it is. But we've never had this situation before where they can
Yeah.
compare.
I mean, if someone comes back who's like obviously into in their 40s now, you know, and is hooking up with someone in their 50s, that's completely different, you know?
Like I just m mentioned Zach Clark. Like Zach Clark is in his 40s. Just saying. Like I mean it w like yeah there would still be an age gap there for sure, but like not I don't know. But he was even on Tayshia's season. So it's like I don't know. But it's not like super uncommon for there to be like a 10-year age gap.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I was thinking more like, I don't know, 25-year-old and a 60-year-old, like,
Yeah, I could, but also when we saw what was his name? What was his name? Gosh, why am I blanking? The Chicago guy from Golden Bachelorette.
Jonathan.
No.
Jordan.
No. At the ax Pascal. His kids said like he usually dates someone closer to my age. So I could see a Pascal going for the young ones.
I just don't think that's the type of show it is. I don't think that's what they want, but we'll see.
I don't think that's what they want either, but like will they stop it? Probably not. I mean, it's gonna be good TV. But even like Mari and Kenny, Serena and Joe, like they have like 12-year age gaps. So
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a 40-year age gap by any means, but yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily like want to see it, but I think it'll bring a different dynamic to the show for sure. And I hope that it opens up the spectrum to bring people from the past back. Because you think about like even like Caitlin Bristow, like she turns 40 this summer, but her season was 10 years ago. And like there was so many seasons before that. So what if they bring back like somebody single from Trista's season? Or I don't know, like that would be cool. That'd be interesting to me. I
Yeah.
really like that.
Guess we'll see.
So what did you do for your MVP, all that, LVP?
I mean, Juliana, obviously, and then no. Kind of want to do Grant for my LVP because
That's what I did too.
I don't want to give it to Latia just because he didn't choose her.
I actually gave, okay, so I gave Juliana MVP. I gave Latia MVP honorable mention because she went off and I loved it. And then I gave Grant LVP.
Good, I like that.
What about your best dress? What did you like most?
I didn't put a best dress. I know I did not like Juliana's dresses. Is Brown like in?
I have no idea.
Like, didn't her dresses all look like have a brown color to them?
She had a purple night portion dress that I really liked. That's what I gave mine to. I liked that one. But I don't know. And then I saw that like Style Spotter Instagram post like links to the dresses and stuff. Woo! Oh my gosh. I'll look it up right now, but that dress that and shoes that Latia wore to the final rose fair ceremony were like so expensive. It's insane.
Latia is tiny. I did not realize how little her waist was.
So her gold gown was $1,500, and it was Alice and Olivia embellished gold gown. It was $1,500, and then her shoes were Gucci platform heels that were $1,300.
Oh my God.
So she spent like 3 grand to like not get engaged.
Oh, they buy them?
Yeah, you buy your own clothes, or a lot of people will get them will like get with like a like companies and get them to like loan them dresses, and then they'll like post about them and do like a endorsement type thing. But yeah, Olivia Creedy talked about how when she went on The Bachelor, she like cashed in her 401k early from her like news job that she had, and she spent like 40k on clothes for the show.
That's ridiculous. And you know what? Really, the final two, I mean, he gets his ring paid for if they stay together for a year. They should pay for the girls' outfits.
Yeah, they do not. And you don't get paid to be on the show. So like literally you, yeah, like you're not getting paid because you're not working. You don't get paid to be on the show. You have to spend money. Like you pay a lot of money to go on The Bachelor. It's like one of the few shows. And then if you make it to like Paradise or
Wow.
whatever, then they pay you. But the way that ABC like basically looks at it is that like you're fine. You're gonna be an influencer after this.
Interesting.
So the quotes I had, let's see, she says, "I love you and I feel so excited when I say it," because she's never said it before. And then Grant's dad, when he's talking to Juliana, says, "Hold on, hold on, he waltzed," talking about their date or whatever. I thought that was funny. And then Grant's dad again says, "If you can get him to talk about his feelings, you're already on third base coming home." And then Charity was asked what advice she had for Grant. She goes, "We'll try not to wait until 45 minutes before the proposal, but it's a little late now." I thought that was really funny. Okay, so then in the breakup, the quotes that I had were Letia, she's like, "When did it change?" And Grant's like, "It didn't change. I do love you, and I don't want you to feel like I haven't been open, I haven't been honest, because I have been, and I'm truly sorry. And I hope you don't view me any differently, and I hope that." And then she like cuts him off. She's like, "Well, I for sure do. Come on now." And then that
Yeah.
became kind of famous because her voice has been like this the whole time, and it totally changed when she's like, "Come on now." And then yeah, "You're different than I thought. The switch up is crazy."
I wish she had said, "Come on now, stupid."
Yeah, right.
Like, what did you expect?
And then I had the, "I'm excited. This is the last time I have to talk to you."
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. So those were my quotes and my thoughts on the finale. I was really looking forward to the finale because I thought it'd be a lot juicier than it was, but it is what it is. And I feel bad for Juliana because she's like clearly hurt by a lot of the internet backlash because she has been clapping back at a lot of people. Yeah, I feel bad for her.
People aren't mad at her, right?
People are just like leaving hate comments about how they liked Latia more, basically. They thought it should.
Oh, that's messed up. 'Cause I like Juliana.
Yeah, same.
I wanted her. I mean, she didn't deserve any of that.
No, I agree. Totally agree. I guess, do you have any final thoughts on Bachelor?
No, I'm glad this season is over.
Yeah, me too. Looking forward to Paradise. As always, so we'll see what happens next. Moving on to Survivor. Had a good episode of Survivor.
Such a great episode.
Yeah, the green team, they talk tribal. Kyle is still like trying to make it seem like he's not aligned with Camilla, which is so smart. And he's just like, I noticed that my bag was all messed up, and I thought someone was going through my bag, so I sketched out, and so that's why I played my idol." Like, such a good, because they did go through his bag, so such a good excuse. I like a lot. I like it when we get to this point in the season where the reward challenge and the immunity challenge are separate. I like that way more than them being combined, for sure. So when the winning tribe goes to the sanctuary and they get like pastries, donuts, ham and cheese croissants, juice, milk, all the good stuff. And then the second place gets like a smaller selection of the pastries, which was a decent amount of pastries, which was good. So we had the purple team win, the green gets second, and the orange lose. At the sanctuary, I don't know, we don't really get much from the sanctuary. Like all I have, like Eva tells us that she doesn't trust Charity. I thought that it was, then we have like the, when it goes to the green tribe, Camilla and Joe, and I mean they're all talking about like being minorities and how like everything that their family went through and how Survivor is nothing compared to that. And I thought that that was a really good segment. I really liked that a lot.
I thought it was too. I was kind of surprised because Mark Burnett is a big like Trumper. And so I was really surprised that they let that air.
Is that a producer?
It's the creator of the show.
Oh, okay. I didn't
He
know.
created that in Amazing Race.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I really liked that segment a lot.
I think that was my favorite part.
And then we get to the immunity challenge. And the green team wins like easily. Purple gets second, but Eva almost doesn't pull it off, but she does in the end, and she breaks down and she's like screaming and crying, and they have Joe go over and comfort her, and she opens up to everybody about her autism, and she makes Jeff cry.
I've never seen that before.
I saw on Twitter that there's one other time that he's cried.
Oh, really? Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, that, I mean, still only one other time in almost 50 seasons. Like, that's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, it was painful watching her at the end of the challenge because I was like, oh my God, like, is she going to break, like, completely lose it before she finishes it or she. Is the other team going to win before she finishes it? And it was hard to watch.
Yeah, it was hard to watch, but it ended up being a great story and so inspirational and opening, I think, to just like other people.
Yeah, they had some really like special moments in this episode.
Yeah, I really liked that. And then I saw like on like Reddit that there was somebody that was like, I'm so glad that they showed this. This is exactly the way that my daughter acts, and she was diagnosed OCD and anxiety. And I don't know like how they misdiagnosed her, but now I'm gonna have her see somebody and see if she has like ADHD or autism. Because this is like exactly how her meltdowns are or whatever, and I think it's great for parents and to see, and for people who have autism to see, and yeah, I really enjoyed that.
And then Joe was so sweet.
Yeah, he was. But also, when they get back to camp, I really liked how supportive the purple team was of Eva. And then it like how that kind of led Star to open up about her Beware Advantage and tell everybody, you know, and everybody's helping her, and Eva's the one that figures it out. And she actually gives Eva the idol as like a truce.
Well, I hope it works because I'm ready for Eva to get off her back.
Yeah, same. Well, I like both of yeah, I really hope things get better between them.
Maybe they'll set their eyes on Charity now.
Well,
Isn't that her name?
at the preview for next time, it's a it we get to the merge. So, you know, Eva will be back with Joe, and I think that like the orange team is all like pissed off at Say, so I wouldn't be surprised if she's a target.
Yeah, she cannot last that much longer.
No, I don't think so.
Don't think so, right? I don't think people are happy with her. Which that tribal shocked me
Yeah.
because Say and Cedric were allies, Chrissy and Mitch were allies, but somehow Cedric, I guess, was the one to tell Chrissy that Bianca didn't have a vote, and she didn't tell Mitch, and he didn't tell Say.
I know.
So they double crossed their closest ally on that tribe and crossed Bianca. So
I
I
think
just
that
want to know.
was
I
played
hope it's.
off because she told him like right before tribal or whatever that she didn't have a vote. I really think that they'll play it off like she was the person that I could talk to. You were talking to this person, or like there wasn't time for us to
Nice.
tell everyone or something like that. I feel
Okay,
like
that's interesting because I was wondering how they were going to tell their closest ally, like, oh, I didn't tell you this, you know, because Mitch and Say were shocked. And Chrissy's like, you know, she didn't have a vote, right? There's only four votes in there.
yeah.
So Cedric and Chrissy totally flipped that script. So I want to know how it came to be, how that came to be.
I know. Well, and she had it. I mean, her plan to pit both sides against each other was working. Had she not gotten into her head and told Cedric that she lost her vote.
Yep, she should have just kept that mouth shut.
She literally put a nail in her own coffin. I gave her my LVP.
Oh, yeah, yes, same. I did feel bad for her, though. Man, she was tore up about that. She knew. She knew she messed up. She knew that was all on her.
Who did you give your LVP to, Michelle?
I also did Bianca, but I had also an honorable mention for Cedric because I just don't know what the F he's doing.
Cedric, interesting. I had an honorable mention
So
LVP for Say,
say, yeah.
yeah. I think she's definitely like she was like at the top, and every week she gets closer to the bottom. That's how I feel.
Did you guys do her because of the attack on Mary?
No, but
Not
that
didn't really
no.
help
But
anything.
she also lost. She lost the challenge for him.
Yeah, so true.
And her tribe is like pissed at her.
Yep.
And Mary's tribe is pissed at her now. Like she's not going to do well next week with the merge unless she can mend some. She's not going into the merge in a good spot because everyone at that sanctuary was like, "I can't believe she said that," and they were not happy.
Yeah, I agree. What about your MVP?
Eva.
Yeah, same.
I did Joe.
I gave
Oh,
Joe
that's
an
a good
honorable
one.
mention. I totally get the Joe love. And somebody like zoomed in. I saw a picture that they zoomed in on his bracelet. And his purple bracelet that he wears is like for domestic violence awareness, so it makes me like him even more.
I really hope the green team sticks together. I really hope they did bond over that breakfast and sharing their stories. And I hope they can pull a couple more people in. I like that. I like that foursome.
Yeah, me too. Well, they'll obviously be able to pull Eva in easily. Maybe even David. I don't know. What quotes did you have this episode?
I I had actually had one. I'm sorry, I kind of like forgot about my quotes. But I had one from Say that I don't know, this just cracked me up. I'm an adult. I don't need you to tell me what I'm eating, you psychopath. And that was about Chrissy being like, oh, you're eating a kiwi?
Yeah, I had that quote, but I had the beginning of it too. Chrissy, she's momming me to death. She's counting how much fruit I'm eating. That was a good one. That was a really good one. Any other quotes?
He's
Yeah, the
so
only
funny.
other one I had was when Chrissy, like, because I thought this was like a big moment when Chrissy said, there's only four votes in there. Did you realize that? To Say.
That was a big moment.
Did you have any, Abby?
I had Say going, it was just the way she said it. What did she said? I want, she goes, I want a donut. It's like screaming at her tribe. She's not even playing.
That's funny.
Then I had Jeff. God, Jeff is such, I don't know if I could stand him if I was out there. Cedric messed up, and Jeff was like, that was an abysmal failure. And Cedric goes, thanks, Jeff. Like, most people don't talk back to him. And Cedric was like, thanks, Jeff.
That's funny. Any others?
No.
Okay, so the other two that I had, Mitch, he's talking about Say. I don't know what Say was thinking, but girl, be quiet. You can have your opinion. You don't have to openly share it. And then Joe, after he gives her the hug before she like opens up about her autism or whatever, he says, my kids are watching me. I'm going to be the man that I want them to be and the people I want them to be, regardless of the game, and that's what you do, and that's who I am. So if it exposes, it exposes. But she was in need, and I would want someone to treat my daughter that way. You know what I mean, in the game. Those were my quotes. But yeah, just love Joe. He's my favorite, I think.
Yeah, he's great.
Any final thoughts on Survivor before we move on to the challenge?
No, but I'm so glad I started watching this season because I think it's so good.
I agree. It is really good. So in the challenge, we are kick it off with Nicole and Melissa flirting.
That
And
was so weird.
why do girls always go back to her, find her? What is it?
Melissa like even like kisses Nicole. Nicole has a girlfriend. Like Veronica calls her out for being disrespectful to her relationship. We get another Nani call home to Casey, which is just so unnecessary. We know they broke up. Veronica and Shane talk about Devon, and Shane talks
Is Devon even in this season at all? Because I've barely heard y'all talk about her.
this episode, she finally was on the show.
He had the most confessionals this episode. So finally, yeah. So Shane talks to Devon about Veronica, and that was actually one of my quotes. She's because Shane's like talking to her about how she needs to talk to Veronica and like say that they're good or whatever, and Devon goes, "Oh, you want me to lie?" I loved that. I loved that. That was like one of my favorite parts of the episode. Then they have this daily challenge, which I loved because it was just like silly and like
It was
not
so cute. Yeah, it was fun.
like it was called Bubble Bullseye. And basically, the one partner had to push the other partner down a slope, and they had to try to land in the bullseye. And kind of like a dartboard, but like not circular, it was linear. They each had different denominations, and whoever got the most points is who won. And Shane and Davon win this challenge, and they earn their star finally. So as of now, Shane and Davon are going to the final. So there's a lot of talk about how people thought that this would be the last elimination. And I listened to Shane on Banana's podcast, and he said that the reason that everybody thought that, he thought like they thought like maybe there could be an elimination in the final, or like, you know, because obviously there's like five teams left, so that's a lot of teams to go to a final, and they thought like or something would happen, or maybe there's like a purge in the final or something like that. But he said that the reason why they thought that is because this was like the last pay tier week. So everybody that made it through this week got like their full pay. And so that's why they thought that it was the last one, which makes way more sense. Because it's five, obviously there's not five teams running the final.
Yeah, I didn't. That helps because I didn't really understand why they were all so convinced that that was going to be it. You know what I mean? I didn't
Yeah.
get that. So that helps. That context helps.
Yeah, I totally agree, which it's funny because I don't think that they're like supposed to talk about that, but it's Shane and Bananas, so they just talk about everything, which is great. And also on the podcast, Johnny alludes to filming 41 twice. There's like one time he's like in the beginning, he's like, "You're I had to binge this season because I was out of the country for a while, and those who know know," or something like that. And
So
then like,
he's already like recording new podcasts because he's been back for so long. Okay, I get it.
yeah, and then he like
Wait,
says
do y'all know who wins 41? Is 41 done?
it's still filming.
Okay.
And then later on in the podcast, he's like, "I may or may not have recently seen Turbo." And it's like, okay.
Well, we know who. Never mind.
Yeah. So, yes. Interesting. But he said that, but Johnny, when he's talking about that, says that like Turbo's English is like way better than it used to be. So. Okay, so Shane and Daewon, they win that daily challenge. Nicole wants to be the house vote. Veronica wants to go against Melissa and Nicole. Daewon is concerned about this plan because she thinks that one of those teams will steal Nani and Turbo Star, which like they're her closest ally, so that's why she's concerned about that. Veronica rolls her ankle walking down the stairs.
Oh God, she's hurt again?
She's hurt again. And it's so funny because like she's like icing her ankle, elevating it, and Frank, who's like a physical therapist, right? I'm pretty sure he is trying to help her, and Shane's like trying to use this like little massage gun, and they're just like fighting over helping her, which is just so funny. I was dying.
Frank was so mad. Frank basically, I mean, Frank was getting frustrated because Frank was like, "You just need to ice and elevate it." And then Shane came in and was like, "Put on your compression socks. Let me massage it." Blah blah blah. And then Frank kept just being like, "All you need to do is ice and elevate." Like it was really funny.
It was so
They're
funny.
both like fighting over Veronica the whole time, so it was just kind of funny.
Like the whole season has been them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. And they don't get along, right?
Not at all.
I didn't know this, but Shane said on the podcast that they have the same birthday.
Ew, wow.
So whatever. I don't know. I think that maybe that, like, there's like a thing sometimes where, like, if somebody's like too similar to you, that you clash with them because you see the bad things that you don't like in yourself in that person. I think that's kind of going on with Shane and Frank. Okay, so Melissa and Nicole, they nominate themselves for elimination. Then the elimination is called Pin Pop, and Shane and Davon do put in Katie and Veronica, But Devon like kind of tries to fake us out, and she's like, wait, like what happens if like we don't if we disagree? And she's like, I'm just kidding, it's Veronica and Katie. She just wanted to, make Shane sweat a little bit, I think, which was funny. So basically they have this like giant pin. They're like standing on two platforms across from each other. There's this like giant pin that they have to like pop the balloon in the middle, and whoever does it fastest wins. And Melissa and Nicole win the elimination, and Katie and Veronica are eliminated. Melissa and Nicole do steal Nani and Turbo Star, saying that they're like one of the strongest teams or whatever. There's been a lot of backlash about this because obviously Adam and Steve are the strongest team. And I guess Melissa and Nicole, they didn't really show a lot of this, but they fought a lot about this. And Melissa really wanted to take Adam and Steve Star. Melissa's tweeted about this. But like it wasn't gonna happen because Nicole's closest ally and friend in the game was Adam. So they take Nani and Turbo Star
So
and
why
Dave.
can't they take Frank and Sam?
I think because they're not a strong team.
Okay.
I mean, Frank's strong, but I think that everybody views Sam as like.
Because I feel like that's the obvious compromise. Like,
Yeah.
if Nicole's saying no, Steve, Melissa says no, Nani, then you go Frank and Sam.
So I.
Why do they want a strong team in the final?
They
Yeah,
don't.
no,
Yeah.
but Melissa tried to. I don't like Melissa tried to give her a little sob story, like, Nani, I love you so much, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, if you loved her that much, you would have done a different option.
So I could be wrong, but I feel like Sam is kind of viewed like Anissa, like you want her in a final.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so why'd they take her to start? Oh, I. They
They didn't.
didn't. Okay, now it makes sense. Okay, I get what you're saying. I'm like, why wouldn't they want to keep them? I get it. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's why they like weren't really an option because of Sam.
I wish
If
they just said
it
that
were
point blank.
somebody else, then I think it'd be a different story. So Devon tweeted that her and Turbo are not friends anymore because like Turbo is upset with her for he thinks by throwing in Katie and Veronica, it was just like a setup to get their star taken. And so Turbo has no longer talks to Devon, and they were friends before, so that's kind of sad. Then at the end, Nani has like a complete meltdown. Just can't handle it anymore, I guess. But yeah, so I gave my MVP to Melissa and Nicole. They
She
wanted.
doesn't seem like herself. I'm not surprised, Casey, after watching this, that Casey and I broke up, because she does not seem like herself. She does not seem happy. She just didn't, like, she did not seem right. I'm used to her having a little more fun, being a little more happy, you know? We didn't really see that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I get so who did you give your MVP to?
I had a hard time. I put Devon,
That's a good one.
but I had a hard time because I don't really necessarily agree with her what they did with the star setup. So I don't love everything she did, but I did give it to Devon. I liked how she confronted Frank to his face. So that's what pushed me over the edge.
Okay, so I like that you gave it to her because I actually gave her my LVP.
Yeah, I can see why it was very torn on this episode.
I gave her my LVP because even though she like won the daily challenge, she kind of like gave in to, I don't know, not necessarily like what people want, but kind of what people want. I don't know that it was like best for her game. I don't know. It was just like not like honestly, like if this is like the last pay week or whatever. Like, why are we not throwing in Adam and Steve? And I don't know. I mean, it's just like they. Shane or like Shane. I don't know. They don't have that. Like, I understand that that's like their alliance, but like, if this is the last week, which they thought it was, I just don't understand. I will never understand why Adam and Steve didn't go into elimination. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And I don't like that Katie and Veronica volunteered. They should have just been like, we'll see what happens. Because they had just as big a 90% chance they were going to lose. She was hurt. What, you know what I mean? Like 99%. They should have just tried to go forward, right? All
Yeah.
right. If they get eliminated for not having the star, fine. I don't know. I just thought that was just not smart. I don't know.
And if she's like so concerned about this like plan because of Nani and Turbo Star, then she should have done more to protect it. I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird. I thought this was a very weird episode. Very weird.
I mean, I liked it, but it's just like hard to pick out like.
Well, you nailed it because you're saying there's all these things they knew about that break the fourth wall, and that's why things were happening that way. So as I'm watching it, I didn't know that. So now I'm confused. I'm like, why are they trying so hard to go in? They don't know for sure that this is it, right? So it was confusing for me.
Right, yeah. Well, I ended up giving my MVP to Melissa and Nicole because they got exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good pick. I think I just don't care for Nicole.
Yeah,
But
I
that's a
mean,
good pick. That's fair. That's very fair.
yeah. How about your quotes?
I think I mostly had Devon quotes.
Okay.
I actually really like the confessional, well, the on the fly with her and Shane, where she was like, I caught him. I finally caught him. And then she also said, she was telling Shane, I want you to know when you won today, your friends were supposed to be excited for you and they're over there comforting Frank. So I like that. And then I guess Devon also saying, what happens if we disagree? Those were I had all Devon quotes.
I mean, yeah, I had the one Devon quote that I said earlier, oh, you want me to lie. And then I also had so Frank's like, we're at least gonna get to round two or something like that, and then Sam's like, no, we're gonna win. Gotta change that attitude. I liked that. And then Adam, when he just starts telling Davon exactly what's going on. He's like, Frank, if you're gonna say someone's name, take accountability.
Yep.
But those were all my quotes. But yeah, Davon was for sure the star of this episode.
Did you say your LVP? Oh, you said Devon. My LVP was Veronica. I don't think I said that.
Oh, that is a really good one, especially for falling down the stairs like again.
Again. Come on.
It's literally
Oh,
like Anissa in
God.
the ankle roll.
And it's like you're the strategic leader, and the best thing you could think of was throwing yourself in to go against Melissa and Nicole, who are both stronger than you and Katie. That was the best plan you had to get out of this. I don't know.
I think that they just think that they're the weakest team and they had the bet. That was, if they didn't win the challenge, that was their best chance of getting a star.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they should have thought, how are we going to scam the next one and just try to live another day? I don't know.
Gosh, I wish I remembered the exactly what Banana said about it, but it was so funny. I was like dying laughing, but something to the effect of Veronica. I can't remember what he compared it to, but it was like Veronica like stays in bed all day and does face masks or something, and falls down the si stairs every season that she's in and rolls her ankle, and you expect her to run a final or something like that.
Maybe she didn't want to be in the final. There you go. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, she's like, as long as I get my guaranteed pay, I'm good.
Because the fans are brutal. Like when Anissa complained for all those years, though, I just need to make a final. I'll show you guys all what I can do. And I don't know if was it the first All Stars or the second All Stars? Okay, she makes the final, and then it was just trash. It was so bad.
Yeah,
Then
I
she had
know.
Jordan. It was horrible with Jordan too. So I think there's a lot of like embarrassment that comes if you're not really up to do it. So
Yeah,
maybe she didn't care that much. I don't know.
I think Anissa cares considerably more than Veronica.
Yeah, think so.
But Veronica's a good show, for All Stars especially.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
I do like her. I don't want to give her the LVP, but I just, that's how I felt.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts on the challenge or any of these shows before we wrap up here?
No, but what do we have? One more episode so we'll find out who's going to the finale and then the finale, or is the finale going to be like two parts? Probably two parts, right?
I don't know, it's All Stars, so.
Well, probably one part then, yeah.
But it's also on MTV, so I have
Oh,
no
yeah.
idea.
Okay. All right. Well, we're getting to the end then.
Yeah, we are getting to the end. And then we just
Wait,
wrapped
another good
up.
quote was, wait, I do have another good quote.
Okay.
Turbo saying, "You're traumatized, Nani." And he kept saying, the way she kept saying, "You're traumatized." It got.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
He's
like
such
that.
a like supportive partner to her. It's
He
like
gets it.
surprising.
Yeah. He gets it.
So another thing Davon said, I guess, like, was that she thinks that Turbo wanted Davon to throw herself in, and he thought that like he could help her through it because he's done that in eliminations before, and so I think that. That was like part of, I don't know, him being mad at her.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, she just got her star. Why would she do that? That doesn't even make any sense, Turbo.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, I guess that's all we have for everyone today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.